Washington, D.C. has become the latest city in the United States to impose a curfew after protests over the death of black man George Floyd continue to escalate. The citywide curfew is to take effect at 11 p.m. on Sunday local time and last 7 hours. Mayor Muriel Bowser is also activating the D.C. National Guard. Floyd died last Monday after a white police officer in Minneapolis knelt on his neck. Protests ignited by his death swept the country over the weekend. The curfew in Washington came amid rising tensions between protesters and police outside the White House. NASA astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley have arrived on board the International Space Station after docking their SpaceX Crew Dragon. This marks the first time that commercially developed space vehicles have carried humans into orbit. The critical milestone kicks off the crew's potentially month-long stay in the orbital laboratory. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez plans to ask Parliament to extend the state of emergency lockdown for another 2 weeks until June the 21st. Spain is one of the worst hit countries by the COVID-19 pandemic and has been a state of emergency since March the 14th. Sanchez says this will be the last lockdown as Spain's infection rate has been reduced dramatically. The country's health ministry reported 4 new COVID-19 deaths on Saturday, bringing the total to over 27,000. This is a dramatic decline in daily fatalities as Spain brings the outbreak under control. The number of infections in the country now stands over 239,000. Meantime, Sanchez is expecting Spain to get €140 million or $155 million from a new European Union recovery fund. Iran says its researchers have developed a new COVID-19 test kit that has higher accuracy than imported ones. The new product allows detection of the novel coronavirus in saliva within 1 hour. The country has given an approval for the kit to enter mass production. Venezuela is to start the sale of Iranian gasoline to the public later today. President Nicolas Maduro has also announced a dual pricing scheme for gasoline starting from Monday. Also starting on Monday, subsidized gasoline will be sold at more than 1,000 state gas stations across the country at about 2 cents per liter. Maduro says that people can purchase up to 120 liters per month of subsidized gasoline for vehicles and 60 liters for motorcycles. The increase in fuel prices comes as Venezuela faces a socio-economic crisis, hyperinflation, and a recession feared to be exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic. Chinese President Xi Jinping has greeted children of all ethnic groups across the country ahead of International Children's Day. The president called on children to study hard, firm up their ideals and convictions, and develop strong bodies and minds. He stressed that the country's children today are a new force for building China into a great modern socialist country. The president called for more efforts to create favorable conditions for their growth. China sent 2 satellites into space on Sunday. They included Galvan 9, an optical remote sensing satellite that's capable of providing photographs with a resolution of about 1 meter. The other satellite, Head 4, can carry out information collection, including on ships and aircraft, and on the Internet of Things. Chinese experts are suggesting the promotion and sale of electronic cigarettes should be well regulated to keep young users from getting addicted. The remarks were made amid World No Tobacco Day on Sunday with the theme of preventing teenagers from tobacco and nicotine use. The battery-powered devices have become popular among Chinese teenagers as a substitute for regular cigarettes that contain tobacco. However, they are not categorized under the control of tobacco or drugs in China and are likely to bypass the tobacco control regulations. Chinese respiratory expert Zhong Nanshan says the country is among the best in the world in the research and development of COVID-19 vaccines. He says 5 candidates are under phase 2 clinical trial in the country. He also says China has by far the world's lowest morbidity and mortality rates per 100,000 people. Meanwhile, Chinese scientists have contributed 650 research articles on COVID-19, accounting for nearly one-third of the world's total.